views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and feel the instant relief of tuning into your intuition and getting the answers you're looking for. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And so feel free to call in 1-800-930-2816 or 1-800-930-2819. We love to hear from you. I use this show as a vehicle for people to call in and get creative solutions for their problems, energetic shifts. And on today's show, I have the special guest, Sharan Sirdar, who is a geneticist by training and work history turned epigeneticist. And she has an innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. And Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV, Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Sharan, you've been a busy, busy person. Are you there?
I'm here, and so have you. It's been a while since we've come together on the show.
Yeah, it was because the last show I was traveling and we had to switch the schedule around because I was in Germany at the Energetic Upgrade Seminar. And you've been busy. I see you on Facebook with all these new projects, and you know, you have all these beautiful videos that you're doing and explaining this information. So tell us what you've been up to. Like, man, it feels like it's been a year since I talked to you, but I know it's only been like, I think, a month and a half.
Yeah, I know. It's how time flies now, right? It just feels so fast.
Yeah.
Just lots going on. I've been creating some frequencies to help people align to what's within them already. It's not something that, you know, is not inside of you. And just to kind of backtrack on that is that these frequencies are just, and I say just, but it's kind of an understatement really, because it is an intention to hold a space to allow for whatever my intention is to come through. And then I record these. And they, from feedback I've had, they're quite powerful. And where they came from is really, I think I mentioned it a while back in one of the shows, but I went to a conference where there was a Russian scientist, and he was talking about how he uses frequencies, and he has a machine to actually take frequencies from people with normal symptoms and play them to people with a condition, and the symptoms go away. And he took the frequency off salamander eggs and he played them to frog eggs, and the frog eggs hatched into salamanders. So this is, it's all about how, you know, the work you and I do is that the frequency of everything that we do, everything is frequency, whichever way you do it.
And yeah, it's always.
Absolutely.
That's why when I talk about the higher self network, HSN, it's like MSN, like you're always chatting. Mm-hmm. So there is not an original thought in the entire universe. Because as soon as one person has a thought, everybody in the universe has access to that thought.
Yes.
And so, that's based like with my book, and I'm also receiving the same information that, I always kind of understood when you're writing something, an email or a book or, information. With information that you want to share, it's not just the words themselves that you use, but it's the gap in between the words that matters. So it's that rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the frequency. And so every single word that we use has a frequency. Mm-hmm. And putting the words, it's kind of like if you group people together and you get a bunch of, you put a certain group of people together, they're going to vibrate and come up with a bunch of ideas if they're, really resonating with each other. And then you can have, another group that doesn't get along and there'll be discord there. And you can actually feel that when you walk into a room. So I think this is absolutely brilliant what you're doing with these frequencies. And, do you do them specifically for people or for individuals, or is it more of a topic,
Well, both really, because I do it for my clients where they're I tune into them and, ask to hold the intention for their perfection that exists within all of us. And it's like what I say is like, you and I, we're different frequencies of the rainbow. You could be blue, I could be green. And but in the end, we're all the white, we make up the white light. So in the same way, it's like that perfection exists in each one of us, but at a different frequency. And so just tuning into that frequency for individuals and allowing that to come through. And, the feedback has been that people just feel so tearful when they listen because it's, and I, when it comes through, it just feels so brilliant. I mean, amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, it's divine. It really is divine.
Yeah, and are you having fun doing it?
Absolutely. Yes.
See, because this is something that I've really been noticing with my clients lately and with different people that I'm talking to, is that people are in a position right now where people are wanting to be able to feel good about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to be in a place where their career is lined up with their heart, kind of thing, because we can tap into our skills and we can strengthen ourselves and energetically shift into a place where we would be very good at doing a job we don't like, but mm-hmm. that's not the same as when you follow your heart and this is so interesting that this is now what you're doing, because this mm-hmm. is something that a year ago you weren't doing.
Yes.
And I'm actually getting you were doing it.
Yes.
You just weren't aware on a conscious level that you're doing it.
Yeah.
And now you're, yeah, that's what's coming up, is that now you're actually more conscious.
Yes.
That this is what you've been doing. And it's beautiful. Like when you start breaking things down like that, when you're teaching or sharing information, I don't even like to say teaching, we're sharing information. When you're doing that, you're resonating very high when you can do it just by getting in touch with the frequency and then spinning that out to people. And it may sound kind of, weird to some people that could be possible, but every single word that we use has a vibration, and every single, so this is what we're basically doing is we're using our words, and we're using them to create a frequency. And that's why, you know, different types of music have different effects on people and all of that. So we can talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But I find this really fascinating. And, you know, you're taking all your, you know, your knowledge and now simplified it to this point. It's beautiful. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WPLQ.
Sharan Sirdar. Before we continue, Sharan, can you please just give us your contact information?
Yes, it's www.sharansirdar.com. That's CHARANSURDHAR.com.
Awesome.
And all my social media is on there as well.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, before the break, we were talking about you know, these frequencies that you're creating and the benefits that people are sharing with you about that. Now explain to us why, what does that have to do with the DNA?
Well, it's, you know, everything is energy, as you know, Colette, and even the DNA is energy, and it's a frequency. It's like every tissue, every muscle, every cell in the body has a frequency. And the consciousness that exists within us comes through in a very perfect way through all these. And that's the frequency that we're here to be. And when we get all this other stuff happening in our life, you basically have all this other stuff that, you know, gathers as dust around the DNA and the energy, the frequency that we're meant to be. And so it filters this consciousness past this this information of trauma or ancestral energies that we've inherited that you know are in the way. So what happens is that when you listen, my intention for these frequencies is that when you listen to the frequencies, it's entrainment. It's you're listening to who you already are, and as you do that, the other things begin to fall off, and so you entrain to your own frequency of being, which can become so magical because it allows everything else to begin to fall away.
Yeah, and this is what's so beautiful, because a lot of the times what happens, you know, like people are told they have a genetic disease or they have a genetic disposition towards something. And I found energetically when you're shifting it, quite often these things do not come up genetic, they come up ancestral.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is that a lot of, and you know, science is starting to prove this now, that a lot of the emotional issues are passed down from one generation down to the next, and that it does actually affect our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you consider, like, what's your opinion about even like the foods we put into our body and the energies behind those foods? Like, have you noticed anything around that with the genetic?
That's a good question. What I do is I tend to check the frequency of what it is that I'm eating, and I hold the intention for it to clear out what is causing it to be that way. And that may sound very controversial to a lot of people, but I believe that our thoughts create our reality, and we can with intention raise the vibration of what we're eating, because it's not always possible to control you know what they put on it, right?
But
what we can do is we can be aware of what we're thinking while we're eating, and we can be aware that we actually have more power than we believe we do, and to be able to hold the intention to clear it, and it is possible.
Yeah, and this is like the interesting thing is that when it comes to allergies, energetic allergies always come up, almost always, like 99.9% of the time, as emotional triggers. And so when people have an allergy or they have a weak, they're energetically not in alignment with food, it's not even necessarily because of the physical aspects of that food. It can be the emotions of the people that produced it, that harvested it, that baked it, you know, that ground the flour, baked it. A lot of people, you know, and I've been finding this a lot because, like I said, with the clients, that and the people that I'm talking to right now, a lot of them are really kind of, it's almost like the only acceptable way to stop working at a job that you've put energy and time and money into that maybe you absolutely hate. The only way that is accepted by society really is to get sick or get fired. And so people will go out of their way to do one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Without even realizing on a conscious level that that's what they're doing. Like they'll become, many times hairdressers will become allergic to the chemicals that they use to color and perm hair, et cetera, right? And, mm-hmm. and hair straighteners and stuff. And, you know, bakers will become allergic to grains. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'll see this, like carpenters will become allergic to the dust.
Yes.
And, It's not necessarily when you test it, it's almost never physical. It's all the emotions that come up as the person is breathing the dust in, or as they're thinking about what they're doing. And maybe some of these businesses or some of these trades have actually been passed down from generation to generation. And so how does that affect the DNA? Like, what causes this change in the DNA by our emotions?
You know, I believe that there's always a trigger. And most often than not, I find that, you know, it's like suddenly one, all of a sudden, as you said, there, you know, a carpenter is working away and he's not allergic to the dust. And then the next minute he is. It's what's the trigger to that? There's something else triggering that. And that could be the ancestral energy. It could be something that happened way back when, you know, maybe in the womb or when as a child. Because if there wasn't a trigger that when some, then on top of that, having another trigger to trigger that, if that makes sense, like a domino effect, then you don't get presented with those symptoms. So there's always something that's there that's contributing.
And the triggers can be so subtle.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like when you're working with clients, like have you noticed that like the triggers that would cause them to become really quite sick could be some little thing, like they saw a person that reminds them of their kindergarten teacher when they were five.
Yes.
Like that they just glanced at someone, it reminded them, and it triggered a trauma. See, every memory, every residual of every memory, and I'm just getting in touch with people who are listening to the show now and may be listening later, is that, you know, right here we can do an energetic shift for people, that the traumas that it's of going to school, like being kind of like in kindergarten, going, you know, having to leave home and go to school. And then the school environment being different from the home environment, or the home environment being different from the school environment, being really strong to both directions of that, so that these traumas, these memories that come up that are held in our body, what quite often they'll, you know, they'll trigger a series of events here. And it's so interesting that the DNA itself changes.
Yes, it does. And it's not so much the DNA changes, but the actual expression of the DNA changes, because so it's the you know, you have certain proteins being expressed, and then when you have certain emotions, certain triggers, it's like those will be signals for the DNA to express a certain way. And then when you release those, the DNA then comes back to being able to tune into that consciousness, that awareness that's within us, that perfection. And then you get that, the healing happening.
And
right,
so
there.
When you were saying, because for this radio show, you were wanting to talk about, like, you know, your DNA is always speaking to you. Are you listening?
Yes.
And so explain what you mean by that.
So with regards to the frequencies and everything that you said as well, you know, that it's that silence between the notes and all of that, it's whatever that's there, we've talked about up till now, is what the DNA is listening to. And what is really important is that for people to recognize that, okay, so the question I can hear everyone thinking about right now, whether they're live or whether they're replay, is, well, how do we know what the DNA is listening to? And the answer to that is tune into your body. And as you tune in, you can feel the sensations in your body. So, you know, if somebody's sitting down, they can feel their bum on the seat, or they can feel the back on the chair or the feet on the floor. You can feel things. And in the same way, you can feel sensations in the body. And so when we can begin to listen to that, rather than going into pain or going into the story or the mind, as soon as we tune into that, it's like we've tuned into the frequency of what the body is listening to, the DNA. And when, as soon as we do that, we're bringing presence in. And when we bring presence in, we're bringing consciousness, awareness, and it's the place where all possibilities exist. And just by doing that, it's possible to then shift what the DNA begins to listen to. Because, you know, with quantum physics, it's like what do we tune into is what we see and perceive. So when we bring their awareness to the sensations, we're allowing, without judgment, we're allowing the consciousness to come through. And that's
That's beautifully said, like, because we are every single second of every minute of every day, we're steering our reality and we're steering our attitude. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. We have a quick break to take here right now. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. You can call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Girl, you're looking fine tonight, and every guy has got you here beside. What you're doing with a clown like me is surely one life's little mysteries. So tonight,
tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Thank you. see this guy. This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do?
I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Sharran Sirdar here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Sharran, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
I just had a little blurbly thing happening with the music that I was trying to figure out. So we were talking about, you know, what are the implications of the work that, you know, you're doing? And, you know, like, this is really good news for people. And
it is.
And so explain to us, like, what does this really mean?
So let me give you some examples. I worked on a lady with type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune condition, and she there was stuff there that was inherited, energies that were inherited and were contributing to you know, what was showing up for her. So although she had a trauma in her life which triggered it at a certain age, she didn't have it before then, but there was obviously some triggers there that did contribute to that. And once, you know, some of those were released, I had an email from her saying that, and this is the frequency, this is what we were talking about, just to tie it in with what we were just talking about, you know, when we released those, that was the frequency that the DNA was listening to. And when they were released, she said her sugar levels began to drop, and the amount of insulin that she was using was coming down and continuing to do so. And of course, you know, I always advise people to consult with their doctors when it comes to things like that. But the whole point of this is that when we clear the energy, whereas, you know, where people think, well, type 1 diabetes, that's just my fate, and that's where, you know, what I have to live with. But when we can listen to what the DNA is listening to and allow that to be cleared, then again, we're going back to the natural state of well-being that's already within us. And the body then begins to resonate with that frequency. So,
you know, and it's so incredible because, you know, as you know, I do a lot of, like, focus more on the energy work, which includes your body and your soul and your spirit. So people quite often think about themselves as just being like a human body, and that you're in this body and your body is what you were given, and you have no direct influence. Like, you know, people understand that they do have a direct influence on it, but at the same time, you know, on your body itself, you know, if you overeat, or you, you know, you don't, you know, whatever you put in your body, if you're not strong to what you put in your body energetically, it's not going to do well for you. You could put the healthiest food into your body, and if the whole time, and I've quite often found people who are dieting to have this challenge. I mean, they're eating like salad and they wish they were eating chocolate, and their body's actually getting, hearing chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
Yeah.
And so they may as well just eat the chocolate because they're strong to it, and not eat the, you know, the, if the whole time that they're eating their salad, they're grumping about it, and this tastes awful and this isn't what I want, and they're feeling kind of like persecuted because of it, that is not good energy going into your body.
No. And that's a frequency again.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, and that's the same thing that you know, we can actually, I'm getting that would be really beneficial is explaining this to people, even like financial problems that get passed down through, you know, that's not genetic. You can't, well, I don't know. I haven't found a scientist yet that could say that, you know, oh, you've got a genetic disease to making money.
But it's so true, Colette, because there was a study done with mice where they, I don't agree with that, but the way that, you know, that's how they do it. And what they did was they would shock these mice every time they smelled cherry blossom. And when these mice would smell cherry blossom, they had a phobia, or, you know, that kind of reaction to it. And what they found was that the mice, they allowed these mice to reproduce, and their children and grandchildren. And what they found was that it was passed down to these other mice, because these mice had never smelled cherry blossom. But when they did smell it, they had the same shock reaction or phobia to it that the parents or the grandparent mice had. And so this is it's a great example that, you know, when we have, I mean, if you look, you know, Colette, that, you know, with our histories in human history, amount of atrocities that have had gone on, there's so much that gets passed down. We are not even consciously aware of these triggers that exist within us. And they're a frequency that the DNA is listening to. And it's what the body then responds to when you have something going on.
And you really, when you think about it, like, because this was so interesting, you know, we had, Mark and I had an energetic upgrade, a live event in Germany last year. And that was around 10 months ago. And there was a couple there that they could not get, you know, she just wasn't getting pregnant, and they'd been trying for several years. And, you know, the shifting had nothing to do with her body or any of that. It was limiting beliefs, karma between the ancestors. And once that was resolved, I mean, she showed up at our last seminar that we just had here, and she was very pregnant. And, you know, it was really interesting to watch, because as the seminar unfolded, what happened is there was people there with, you know, there was a lady there with Parkinson's, there was other people there that we brought up, and we were energetically shifting them. But a lot of the energy that was coming up was like fears coming in from the ancestors and fears for the descendants. And a lot of it was kind of like religious experiences, et cetera, like that. And when we started clearing this, and this woman was supposed to, her doctors had told her if she didn't have the baby by Thursday that she needed to have a cesarean, and they were concerned about, you know, her liver function and et cetera. And it just, all it was that this baby didn't want to be born in the sign of Pisces. She wanted to be born in the sign of Aries. So as soon as the calendar switched over, you know, and this has happened lots of times with babies. And so, you know, you think about the alignment, you know, of a soul coming in on its journey, and your physical body is actually the temple for your soul. Yeah. And so when you think of it in that way, that, you know, that your body is, you know, when they say, oh, your body is your temple, and, you know, you need to worship your body, what we mean by that is you want to support your body, because it's the vehicle that you've been given to run around with in this lifetime. And so that's, there's so many hidden energies that can affect our body. A lot of this is psychic energy and collective, in the collective consciousness right now, there's, you know, a lot happening in the planet right now. And we have information available to us at the, you know, click of a mouse. And so in the old days, we didn't have all that information. So we weren't as able to be as conscious, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and this is like important for people to recognize that the external forces that come towards us do have an effect on our physical bodies, like the emotions of other people, and, you know, and then what that brings up within ourselves. And the good news about that is that it also means that we have the ability, you know, just through shift in attitude, which we can talk about when we come back, like what people can do to listen to their DNA. And once they listen to it, what they can expect to happen.
Yeah.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny. I have epigeneticist Sharan Sirdar here with me today. And we're talking about the power of listening to your DNA and then being able to shift your DNA, and so to speak, into supporting your body and vice versa. You can, we'll be right back out in about 2 minutes here. And you can still call in. We do have room for one caller. Call in if you would like to have some energy shifted. We'll be right back.
achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar on with me today. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of you who have been posting reviews for my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, that it's available on Amazon and Lulu. Thank you so much for the kind reviews. And also my Dragons, Tales from the Vector. The Dragons are at the printers right now. We're working on my main site and that site to get them up and available soon. So those will be ready to go. The cards and the paintings will be available for purchase in the next 2 weeks or so. And Energetic Upgrade online program is ready. We got a date that for sure we can get it out there to you. May 20th is the date, but you are welcome to go to energeticupgrade.com and you can pre-order yours now. We just want to make sure we don't promise them before we can get them out there. Sharan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yes.
I have this long list of news because I've been really busy like you.
And I know. I was just going to say, I can feel the energy of your dragons waiting to get out. That frequency is definitely vibrating with me.
They've been waiting 9 years, so a little impatient right now. We do have a caller. We could take a caller really quickly here. We have a few minutes here. Jody from British Columbia. Are you there, Jody?
Hi there. Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm very well. How about you?
Good, good. What can Sharon and I do for you?
Well, I'm very excited, looking forward to your online program to see what that is. So thank you for putting that out there.
You're welcome. Like it's been a year in the making because it's been, there's a lot of video on it. We're really happy with it.
So, oh, I'm sure.
Thank you.
So
yeah, we'll let you know. May 20th is the date that Mark got today that they can absolutely guarantee it. So that's awesome.
Sounds good.
So yeah. And
all
so,
right.
Well,
so today,
is there something
feeling,
that, mm-hmm.
yes, I'm feeling is very, there, disappointed today. And there's this very, it's just really strong, and I'm feeling like it's going to affect my day. And you know, it would be so wonderful to get some feedback from the two of you to help lift it.
Okay, so disappointment, I can feel Sharon working away here. So I'm just going to get a baseline. I like to get a baseline so that we can see what the shift is. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, oh, I really feel horrible about this. Where are you?
8.
Yeah, I'm getting actually, you were at a 10 when you first called here. So Sharon, what are you picking up just without even knowing what the issue's about, really?
There are some beliefs, emotions, and perceptions there that I'm also getting quite a bit inherited. About 70% of those are inherited, so I'll go ahead and clear that.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I was picking up. Is it's so, I love this when people are brave enough to call in. For some reason, people don't want to air their weaknesses. I just want to explain that when we say there's a weakness, we're not calling the person weak. It's not like, oh, it's a bad thing or whatever. It's just there's something that's not energetically in alignment, and we want to shift it so that the person can move on to better quickly. So especially first thing in the morning, and how smart to call in and get this cleared so that you don't spend the rest of your day being disappointed. So we want to take this disappointment. Do you care to share with us what the disappointment was? Like, not you don't have to go into detail, but was it like a business disappointment, a personal disappointment?
A lot of overall everything, but I would say relationship and... just a lot of personal stuff, actually, to do with
okay.
a lot of aspects of life,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, okay, so we're just going to strengthen you to the relationship you have with yourself. Sharon, is there anything that you're picking up here around that you want to talk about, or are you still busy working on the ancestors?
I was, and what
and those are a lot of ancestors. I could feel their energy.
Yeah, that was quite a bit there. And what I'm getting now is that it's all neutral energy, which I'm just asking for it to, for your highest good to be transformed into the highest good for you.
So yeah, I'm getting this is kind of like a wake-up call right now. Like, do you really want to go down this path again? I'm getting, or would you prefer to just shift it right here and now? And so you're strong to that on a logical level, but your heart is heavy. And so, Sharon, what are you picking up around her heart?
It was really transforming energy here, so I didn't.
There we go. Okay, so she's deep into it here. We're gonna, Jody, how are you feeling right now? Because I can feel it shifting.
I'm feeling a lot going on, actually. I feel almost like, I feel weird feelings around my chest area, for sure. Like actual
okay.
physical feelings that are really bizarre. And I do feel, I don't know, a little bit dizzy.
I was going to say,
okay.
is that what... Well, just make sure that whatever you know, when we say the word weird, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying it out loud, is that we have to be, what we're talking about is listening to in what we're saying, because then that impacts how our body listens to what's going on. And so it's very important to be aware of how and what language we use. So what I was saying earlier about, you know, pain or this or that. So what it is that everything is not good or bad. And just to be aware of the sensations. And as we do that, and not judge them, again, I'm not saying this to you at all, I'm just saying it out loud, is that we begin to then allow it to even move even more. Does that make sense?
Yes. Jody, where are you number-wise?
4, and I feel like I've just gone for a run.
Yeah, I was getting a 3. So see, this is about perception catching up, because I'm getting the lightheadedness that you're feeling right now, like you've gone for a long run. In a way, you have. Sharan was really, there's a lot of energy that is moving here. And, you know, we've come to the end of the show here pretty much. Like, we've got like a couple minutes left here. So I just want to say thank you for calling in, Jody. And Sharan, last words for Jody and last words for our audience here.
Just stay with the sensations and the rest will continue to move, Jody. And for everyone else, that's basically, you know, how it is. If we can be aware of those sensations, that's where the magic happens. And truly, yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for Sharan for sharing this information. And, you know, I love the work you're doing. You're an amazing, amazing woman and a real powerhouse out there in Birmingham. I can hardly wait to see you in person again.
Me too.
Yeah. And I just want to say for everyone, I will be out at Spring Festival of Awareness this coming weekend. So I won't be available for private sessions until I get back around May 2nd or 3rd. I'll be available again. And I'm really excited to have the Dragons make their debut at this festival. It's the 39th year running that this festival has run. It's an amazing event. There's still room there if people are interested. I just sent a newsletter out, and so you can get the information off of that. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Sharan. And thank you, audience. We'll be back next week on The Truth is Funny, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. See you then. Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.